them and us Panama Papers. The global super rich and its leading politicians have been caught out dodging tax yet again. Read more on history's biggest data leak, Panama Papers. They're all in it together, £67 billion. Estimated value of investments held by the family of Chinese Premier Xi Jinping in June 2012, according to Bloomberg. The communist dictator's family has also been implicated in the Panama Papers. £2,900. Approximate average annual private sector salary in China, 2012, based on International Labour Organization figures, £1.4 billion. Money linked back to Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Panama Papers, £4,200. Average annual salary in Russia, £10 million. 2009 Sunday Times Rich List estimation of David Cameron's dad's wealth, reputedly stashed in tax havens. Sure enough, the Cameron family turns up in the Panama Papers, £26,500. Average annual salary in the UK. Brokers binge, financiers on a night out in London's West End racked up a bill of over £11,000 on Scottish food and drink. Restaurant Mac and Wild in the capital's exclusive Fitzrovia district played host to City Boys, who went all out and got a meal fit for William Wallace. Their feast included 10 bottles of Glenrose 88 Speyside single malt. The socialist has heard the phrase one for the road, but when it comes to super rich excess, why stop at one? The casino capitalists apparently ordered 100 bottles of whiskey to go. The bill, including over a grand in service charge, came to £11,281.53, contractors broke. The Tories' new national living wage, which is nothing of the sort, misses out 1.7 million self-employed workers. That's on top of 4 million workers aged 16 to 24 who aren't eligible. The Social Market Foundation think tank analyzed government statistics to find that 49% of contractors are low paid on an hourly basis. Many self-employed workers are actually employees in all but name. Their self-employed status means the bosses don't have to guarantee work or pay for holidays and sick leave.